Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Nathaniel Noble Jr. I want to welcome you to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. And this week's episode is me shouting out my parents and grandparents and the impact they had on me. So I'm going to have a couple of songs that I wrote, you know, in honor of those impactful people in my life and just kind of talk about how they influenced me and made me the guy I am today. Their influences, their wisdom, butt whippings, and everything else, you know, parents kind of do. They kind of lead you and mold you into supposedly a better person than they are. So, yeah, I want to honor my father, my mother, my grandparents, because they were very vital into, you know, just creating this great guy called Nate. Nate the Great. I used to say that when I was in my early 20s, like coming out of high school and stuff, you know, just as a self-esteem builder, just Nate the Great. Okay, then I had to live up to that. And then as I got older, I realized I wasn't that great. So I don't say that no more. I let other people say that if they find that out about me, just to stay humble and stay down to earth. So hope you guys are having a great Sunday, a great week ahead. Get your attitudes together. And we're just going to talk about my people that impacted me. And hopefully you guys have, you know, someone in your life that influenced you and that kind of inspired you to be, you know, the best you and stay on the right course and, you know, just pay it forward. So this week's show is dedicated to my people, my parents, grandparents. And if anyone I forgot outside of this circle of people that has positively impacted me and influenced me is dedicated to you too. All right. So I'm going to bring up some songs to kind of represent what I was feeling about these certain individuals. Hopefully you like them. For those of you that didn't realize I was a songwriter, producer, yeah, I did a little something. Wasn't for the world, but it was just, you know, some stuff that I like to hear and what I wanted to hear. And I think will be around well after my physical presence, impacting the world. Some type of positive way. Okay, so this first song is called My Life, and it groups my mother, my father, and my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, good mama, and it kind of give you a story about my life and how they impact me. So we're going to play this and just let it roll. Check it out.
Yo, this Nate Smooth. What's up, people? I'm going to give y'all about 30 years of my life in about 4 minutes. Pretty much a testimony of overcoming a broken home, disheartened of the hearts, just making things happen with what you got. Being thankful for everything that happened to get you where you at.
My life.
Born and raised in the 504. So kick back and let me tell you some more about how I grew up back in the hood, where old folks taught me how to be good. It all started in the Cali old BJs. My dad came to mom and he says, we raising out of this mother today. Pack your bags and we on our way. Across the river is the place to be. The west window in the house, you see. The life was good for a long time, until the marriage starts to come unwind. To this day, I still don't know what went on. My mama took her kids and then she moved on. I guess we see your dad now and then. Just send your check for $310. That is so we can get our eat on. Cause one day we're gonna all be grown. Now that's the part of my life that I miss. How could two people put their family through this? I told myself when I grow up, you see, I'll do my best to keep my family all together through thick and thin. That's easier said than done, my friend. My mama taught me right from wrong, and my daddy taught me how to be strong, and my granny taught me how to live on, to move on, to groove on, to be strong and live long. My mama taught me right from wrong, and my daddy taught me how to be strong, and my granny taught me how to live on, to move on, to groove on, to be strong and live long. So here we go across the river again. Another family, no man within. Now it was hard, but we all pulled through. Thanks to Granny, she knew what to do. She made do with what we had, and everybody in the family was glad. I thank God that my Granny was nice, appreciate her with my very life. She didn't have to do what she did, but that's what happens when you love your kids. See, that's what happens when you love your kids. I thank God that she did what she did.
My life.
Hey, I want to personally thank my grandma, because I don't know where we would have been without her, man. It was hard for my mother to raise four kids, no help. I thank you, good mama.
My mama taught me right from wrong, and my daddy taught me how to be strong, and my granny taught me how to live on, to move on, to groove on, to be strong and live long. Now back in school when I was in the 8th grade, my mom worked 3 jobs to get paid. She held it down the best she could. We thank God and knocked on wood. We had a roof up over our head, and we can all sleep in our own bed. Now I remember back in 79, I felt my manhood starting to shine. I told my mom that I gotta go, live with my pops in West we go. Now it was cool cause he gave me a chance. He raised me up from a boy to a man. He taught me how to work hard as I can. Forget the crowd, son, be your own man. So when I graduated from high school, joined the Air Force, 4 years cool. I got married and 2 kids later, my baby's mama ran off with a gator. My heart was broken for 2 years long. I got a new wife and wrote me a song. Now let me tell you about my little sweet wifey. It was about the girl who changed my life, see. She started treating me good and fine. That's when I started regaining my mind. In my studio writing clean rhymes. From my crib in the 909, where everything is going real fine. But now it's time for my life to shine. Shine, shine. Oh yeah, it's gonna shine. That's right, you heard from Nate Smooth, a little testimony from a broken home. My mama taught me right from wrong, and my daddy taught me how to be strong, and my granny taught me how to live on, to move on, to groove on, to be strong and live long. My mama taught me right from wrong, and my daddy taught me how to be strong, and my granny taught me how to live on, to move on, to groove on, to be strong and live long.
All right. Let's give you a little quick story of my life. Yeah, those people seriously impacted my life. So the next song up, we're going to go ahead and go with a song I wrote to my mom saying, "Mama, don't you worry, because you raised me right." Yeah, let's play that one and see what's going on with that one. Check it out.
For my mother, just wanted to let her know that her prayers was not in vain. Her tears and her sweat was not in vain. The things you taught me, mama, just kept me going. You can rest assured that God heard your prayers. I'm a living witness, and I have a testimony to this song to let you know that everything turned all right with me. I appreciate you and I love you for that. Thanks, mama. Now, mama, don't you worry your precious heart, cause I'm gonna show you right from the start that everything you taught me was not in vain. I use it all the time and I have no shame. See, you taught me well and you taught me right, and that's the reason I can live a positive life. Between you, my good mama, and my dad, the things I learned from y'all showed it last.
My mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
You taught me how to trust in God and Jesus Christ.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
Now, you by your example, I learned how to live my life.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
I remember all the words of wisdom that you said.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
Cause all the good that you taught me is still in my head. I truly understand that you have concerns. But, mama, let me tell you, this boy done learned how to live my life, avoiding the landmines. I'm talking evil people, every drug and crime. I thank the Lord that your prayers was heard, cause everything you taught me came from the word. I appreciate the sacrifice you made, and I thank the Lord for the price that you paid.
My mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
So you taught me how to trust in God and Jesus Christ.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
Now, it's by your example I learned how to live my life.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
I remember all the words of wisdom that you said.
Now, mama,
my head. See, mama, the little boy is all grown up. I'm a man now, and I'm pretty tough. Now, I can handle anything that comes my way. But if it's bigger than me, then all I do is pray. Cause the battle isn't mine, but it's the Lord. It's WWF between Satan and God. That's when I back up with nothing to say. Then I step aside and let the Lord have his way.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
See, you taught me how to trust in God and Jesus Christ.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
Now, it's by your example, I learned how to live my life.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
I remember all the words of wisdom that you said.
Now, mama, don't you worry, cause you raised me right.
Cause all the good that you taught me is still in my head.
Mama, don't you worry, because you raised me right. Yeah, so let's bring up this other one, in honor of my grandmother, Good Mama. This is called Because of You.
I'm going to get hold of you, boy. Ain't no name, but I sure try you out. I'll hit you with Jack Johnson. You won't be worth a dime after a while.
It's because of you, Good Mama. It's because of you. Because of you, Grandmama, love is true.
As I sit here and think about you, with tears welling up in my eyes, not tears of pain and hurt, but of appreciation for your presence in my life. Ever since I was a baby, you loved and cared for me, teaching me and leading me. It's because of your love back then that I'm a decent human being.
It's because of you, Good Mama. It's because of you. It's because of you, Grandmama. Your love is true. It's because of you, Good Mama. It's because of you. It's because of you, Grandmama. Your love is true.
Everyone I come in contact with benefits from the love you shared with me. I just had to take time out of my busy schedule, you know, to thank thee. I'm writing this heartfelt letter to let you know that I love you with all my heart and soul. And to tell you that what you did for me, it will never grow old.
It's because of you, Good Mama. It's because of you. It's because of you, Grandmama. Your love is true. It's because of you, Good Mama. It's because of you. It's because of you, Grandmama. Your love is true.
Taken for granted or even forgotten. The wisdom you gave me will never rotten.
Get out of my face, boy.
Never.
What? Say that again.
With 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God enough for allowing you to be in my life. I'm living proof that one can make a difference in another one's life. Now, as you get up in age and on your way to glory, your life was not lived in vain. That's a true story. Did and still make a difference in this world, and that's what crowns you as my number one girl.
It's because of you, Good Mama. It's because of you. It's because of you, Grandmama. And your love is true.
I love you, Good Mama.
It's because of
It's because of you, Grandmama. Love you too.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D. And up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Yeah, miss my good mama. She transitioned over, was it February 15th, 2015? Something like that. Then my paternal grandma lost her last year, October 13th. And both of them was in their 90s. I think my maternal grandma made it to 96 or 97. And then my paternal grandmother just died at, I think she was 94, something like that. One was born in 1918, the other one was born in 1928. So figure it out. Anyway, and my grandpa's, you know, they were just tough. My maternal grandpa, I can barely remember him. I think he died when I was young. His name was Honey. Leroy Sr. Then my paternal grandpa, Nehemiah Noble Sr. My pops passed in 92 at the young age of 46 for his health issues. Yeah, so I also had a song I put together for my pops that I'm going to wrap this up because I got to go finish living life. So yeah, that was Because of You. Let me find this other song for my pops. It's called My Dad. I get harassed from my sister siblings all the time when I be playing my dad song, but who cares? My dad. Yep. So 1 second, I'm going to pull this up, and here we go. It's called My Dad, dedicated to my pops. Mr. Poppy. Miss my pops. Tough guy, tough love. Learned a lot from him. Got manhood from him. Work ethic. Stand your lane. Be a leader, not a follower. Take care of your family. Work hard, and just do the best at what you can do. So this is called My Dad by me, Nate Smooth. Check it out.
Yeah, it's your man Smooth with a little cut I'm dedicating to my pops who passed away a while back. These are some of the things that's been on my heart, and I just want to lay them down on this mellow track. It's called My Dad, and if you still have one around, you need to let him know how much he means to you. Give him a hug, a handshake, let him know you appreciate everything you do. Because once they're gone, they're gone. But take care of them while they're around, and tell them thanks, you love them. Check it out, my dad, now he was the coolest dude in town. He knew everybody that came around. My dad, to me he was a real OG. When I was young he gave me my first weed. My dad was big and strong and he was kind. And when I needed him I can always find. My dad, now he was a man's man, you see.
I guess that's why he meant so much to me. My dad, he was just a fabulous man. I wish that I could just hold his hand. And my dad, and even though you're only 6 feet deep, you know you still mean the world to me. My dad, he was just a fabulous man. I wish that I could just hold his hand. And my dad, and even though you're only 6 feet deep, you know you still mean the world to me. My dad, now as I look back in the time, you always seem to be on my mind. My dad, I miss the way you used to share your hugs, and then your handshake showed a lot of love. My dad, we used to have the time of our lives. We got along fine and everything was nice. My dad, I'm very sorry that you had to pass. That's why these memories of you is gonna last. My dad, he was just a fabulous man. I wish that I could just hold his hand. And my dad, and even though you're only 6 feet deep, you know you still mean the world to me. My dad, he was just a fabulous man. I wish that I could just hold his hand. And my dad, and even though you're only 6 feet deep, you know you still mean the world to me. My dad.
See, my dad meant so many things to me. I don't know if I have enough time in the room on this song enough to mention it all. He represented strength and hope to me. Next to God Almighty, he was next in line. My dad was my hero, my mentor, and my homie. And even though he was far from perfect, to me, he was a good man. You know why?
My dad, he was just a fabulous man. I wish that I could just hold his hand. And my dad, and even though you're only 6 feet deep, you know you still mean the world to me. My dad, he was just a fabulous man. I wish that I could just hold his hand. And my dad, and even though you're only 6 feet deep, you know you still mean the world to me. My dad.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Yeah, I remember I was writing that song and kind of teared up, man, because it touched me. Yeah, I miss my pops and my grandmothers and my grandfathers. And I just appreciate them, you know, being who they are and all the imperfections and all the, you know, faults and shortcomings and all that stuff. I still got out of them what was needed to create me. Whether they know it or not, well, you know, my mom, she'll realize it because she's still around. And my grandmother's gone. And I try to tell them when they was here, you know, through the songs and just love on them when I was in their presence. But I just thank God that they were in my life because they were very instrumental into getting me through the landmines of growing up and life. Yeah, so I soaked up all the wisdom. That's one thing as I guess, I don't know when it started, but I always like to hang around my grandmothers, grandfathers whenever possible, and older people that had wisdom that always like attracted me just to learn what they knew. And then the stuff that they was trying to teach. And I try to do the same thing for young people in my presence, just to give them some wisdom and some life nuggets to encourage them and to kind of guide them. And hopefully to use it, you know, or remember it later on in life that, you know, to help them get through some type of obstacle and stuff. But yeah, I just want to appreciate my elders, thank them in their presence and their absence. They was very instrumental to me and my upbringing, and I hope you guys have someone in your life that you can thank them. And if they, you know, they're still around, call them up, FaceTime them, go visit them, whatever kind of way you can get in touch with them. Let them know how much you appreciate them, and you thank them for their wisdom and guidance and their love and tough love and whatever it took, you know, to get through your thick blockhead to make you a better person. So yeah, that's what this episode was about. I was trying to contemplating and editing the old episode or doing one live like this just to, you know, share my voice. I'm always interviewing other people. So every now and then I got to pop in here and just let you know who I am. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Share this, like, play it again. And the songs are online where you can find them. So you can use Spotify, not Spotify, but yeah, they're on Spotify. What's that other thing that, what is it? Shazam. It'll tell you where to find them. But other than that, have a great week. Have a great life. Treat people like you want to be treated. And start with love and end with love. All right. Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. And I'm out.
Hi, this is Damaris. And you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Be sure to check out my music at DamarisMedia.net.
Thank
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.